Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. We're going to listen to the operetta Cendrillon, or Cinderella. Its composer was one of the most prominent musicians of the 19th century. A list of her friends, mentors, protégés, and house guests includes George Sand, Chopin, Delacroix, Rubinstein, Clara Schumann, Fanny Mendelssohn, Charles Dickens, and Henry James. Yet, if she is remembered today, it is largely as the muse and, it is presumed, the mistress of the Russian writer Ivan Turgenev. I speak of Pauline Viardot. She was born Michel Ferdinand Pauline Garcia in Paris in 1821. Her father was Manuel Garcia, the Spanish tenor for whom Rossini had written the role of Almaviva in Il Barbiere di Siviglia. Pauline was the youngest of three children destined to become distinguished singers. Her sister Maria, 14 years older, was allegedly beaten by their father whilst he taught her to hit the high notes better. She escaped her father's tyranny by marrying against his wishes and, under her married name of Maria Malibran, became one of the greatest singers of the 19th century. Pauline was treated much more gently than her siblings, but father died when she was 11. She was a gifted pianist, a pupil of Liszt. She had a powerful crush on him when she was a teenager, and years later admitted that her hands would tremble so much on the days of her piano lessons that she had difficulty tying her shoelaces. On her 15th birthday, Pauline's mother asked her to sing a Rossini aria. By the time Pauline had finished, her mother's mind was made up. "Close the piano," she said. "From now on, you are going to sing." Pauline was heartbroken, but submitted to her mother's wishes. Just 2 months later, her famous sister Maria Malibran died after a riding accident. Pauline was now not only her sister, but her successor. Maria's renowned beauty was something Pauline was never able to live up to, but her remarkable intelligence and dedication made her an inspiration to many of the artists of her time and endeared her to the public as well. Pauline's operatic debut took place in London when she was 18 in the role of Desdemona in Rossini's Othello. She became a renowned singer, famous as Bellini's Norma and Gluck's Orfeo. After her Parisian debut, she met the novelist George Sand, who was to become one of her closest lifelong friends. She was courted by the poet Alfred de Musset, but rejected his amorous attentions. George Sand thought that Pauline was a genius and should behave according to that ideal, which meant channeling her passions into her art rather than her personal life. So she suggested Pauline marry the rather boring director of the Théâtre Italien in Paris, Louis Viardot, 21 years her senior. They were married in 1840. Louis was passionately devoted to Pauline and provided her with support and security. 3 years later, having already given birth to a daughter, Louise, the Viardots set off for St. Petersburg for a season with an Italian opera company, with Pauline singing Rosina in Il Barbiere. "We have heard many first-class singers," wrote a Russian critic, "but not one of them dumbfounded us like this." She soon endeared herself to the St. Petersburg public even more by singing a Russian song as Rosina's lesson piece in the opera, the first foreigner to do so on a Russian stage. Her pronunciation was perfect. But then, she had already found herself a tutor. Ivan Turgenev was 25, very tall, strikingly handsome, yet at the time still rather immature. By the next season, he was openly declaring his love for Pauline to his friends, who despaired at what they saw as his loss of reason and dignity. To make a long story short, Turgenev remained friendly with Louis Viardot as well as with Pauline. If Louis ever knew that Turgenev and his wife were lovers, he resigned himself to it. For the rest of their lives, wherever the Viardots moved, Turgenev moved, living in their house or close by. Apparently, in the midst of all this, as Pauline worked with Berlioz on his edition of Orfeo, he fell hopelessly in love with her, but she was unable to return his feelings, having enough on her plate, I suppose. Turgenev wrote the librettos to Pauline's operettas, which she began composing after she retired from the opera stage. He and her husband died within a few months of each other in 1883. Pauline lived on, looked after by Mathilde Nigueras, a former pupil, and died peacefully in 1910. Mademoiselle de Nogueras was a dedicatee of the opera Cendrillon, Cinderella. It is assumed that the performance that took place in her salon in April 1904 was the premiere. Pauline wrote both words and music. It was published in Paris that same year. However, it is uncertain exactly when the operetta was written. Pauline was growing frail in 1904, so it is quite possible that the work was written earlier. Now, the chamber operetta. It is scored for piano and seven singers. You know the story. It opens with Cinderella by the fire in her father, the Baron Picturdu's drawing room, singing to herself. You'll hear the sisters complaining to Cinderella as she points out how much she does for them, asking for nothing in return. A beggar comes to the door, really the prince in disguise. The sisters prepare for the ball. The fairy godmother arrives, readies Cinderella for the ball, and extracts a promise that Cinderella will return by midnight. Nicholas Koch is the pianist and conductor. André Cognette is the Baron. Sandrine Piau is Cinderella. Jean Rigby is Armeldine, one of the sisters, and the other sister is played by Susanna Waters. The fairy godmother is Elizabeth Vidal. Prince Charming is Jean-Luc Viala. And the Comte Barigueux is Paul Austin Kelly. Members of the Geoffrey Mitchell Choir are also performing.